Piano Lessons, a memoir. Written and read by Anna Goldsworthy.
It was my grandfather who found her. He pronounced her name with an extravagant French accent that spoke of her mystery, her glamour. Mrs. Sivan. She had recently arrived in Adelaide with her husband and teenage son and was teaching piano at a Western Suburbs high school. I was 9 years old and learning piano from a local jazz muso. After our lessons, he liked to join my parents in the kitchen, roll strange-smelling cigarettes and talk about Stevie Wonder. My father had for many years resisted my grandfather's authority and saw no reason for this arrangement to change. Until one afternoon, the jazz muso rolled a cigarette and announced it was time for me to move on. She got an A for first grade, man. Where to from here? It was no longer only my grandfather's idea. My father could safely take it up. Mrs. Sivan is from Russia, he told me that night at dinner. She's on the list. What's the list? The list. List taught the teacher of her teacher's teacher. Who's List? He gave me one of his looks. A very famous composer. I liked the sound of that. If I learnt piano from Mrs. Sivan, then I too would be on the list. It sat well with the grand narrative I had in mind for my life. A week later, my grandfather drove me to Mrs. Sivan's house for the audition. My mother sat beside him wearing her best lavender pantsuit, smelling of Chanel. This was a journey that would be tracked into my body over the following years as I made it once a week, then twice a week, and then sometimes every day. But for now, my grandfather might have been taking me on an intergalactic voyage from my suburban Adelaide childhood to somewhere very far away. At the front door, there were courtly nods and handshakes all round, and my grandfather and mother speaking too loudly. "And how are you enjoying your new house, Mrs. Sivan?" my grandfather asked. "Yes, we like enormous, much more comfortable than Pennington Hostel." They all laughed, and I dared look up. How to describe her? In my mind, she is less a character than a force. Music is coiled inside her under a pressure that demands expression, and from the moment she opened the door, she did not stop talking. She must have been in her 40s, but was not much taller than my 9-year-old self, and had the peachy, springy skin of an infant. I met her powerful gaze, and blushed, and dropped my eyes. "We are not teaching piano playing," she said. Her English was new, and I was not sure if I had heard correctly. "We are teaching philosophy and life and music digested. Music is yours. Instrument is you are. Come in, please, come in."